We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Yotes Amud Beis. We just had a memra from Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that now that I have a shtar amanu, because al tishkom ba'alecha avla, it's a lie. It's not authentic, even though Adam really signed in it, but it's illegal. You can't have such a thing that you're holding a shtar that someone owes you money when you never even borrowed the money. So that's called the avla. That's what Rav Kahana says. Orav Mishum Balevi, also loy la'odom shiyish shtar parua b'sech beisa. He goes a step further. He says that let's say the loiva paid up the loan. You're not allowed to hold on to that shtar. You got to rip it up or burn it up or give it to the loiva. You're not allowed to keep it in your house. Why? Because maybe, even though maybe you're not a ganiv, but maybe the children will find it one day and collect with it. Don't have in your house a avlo. So that's what Rav Shum Levi says. We had a Rav Kana says shtar mana. Rav Shum Levi says shtar perua. But my rabba mishmei the rav amru. In Marava, they say over from Rav, Amri, they dash the whole entire pasuk. The pasuk, the beginning of that pasuk in the Yiv says, "Im oven b'yodcha harchikeu." If you have aver in your hands, keep it away. V'altishkon b'alecha avla. So the first part of the pasuk means zeshtar mono v'shtar pasim. It means a shtar mono and a shtar pasim. Shtar mono, we know what it is already. What's a shtar pasim? Shtar pasim is sometimes. This is more. This is like the case that I just said off before that. Shtar pasim is like this: a guy wants to look like he's rich, so he gets people to write him shtaros that they owe him money. He wants to make look he has money. He wants to buy something, buy a property, and he's showing everyone that he has money. That's called shtar pasim. People write him shtaros that they owe him money. That's also a star that's really a false star. So shtar mon and shtar pasim are oven. Baltishkum balecha avlo is shtar perua. It's a shtar perua. Now, Tosafot speaks out that what's oven, what's avla. So he says the shtar amon and shtar pasim, which are mi'ikara sheker, that's called the oven. Al tishkan ba'alecha avla, that's a shtar perua, that started off true, but now it's a avla to keep it. But it's mikara emes. That's how you know oven and avla. So Rava says all three things are avla. Now we had Rav Kahana and Rav Levi. Rav Kahana only said shtar amon, and Rav Levi said even shtar perua. So Gemara says, "Manda Amar shtar perua." The one who says Shmuel Levi says that shtar perua is avla koshkin shtar mana. Of course, the old shtar mana is not correct. Manda Amar shtar mana, but my name is shtar mana. But shtar perua loy shtar perua, you could hold on to it. Why? The zimun the mashulei up to the safra. Sometimes you hold on to it because the person who's mechuyev to pay for the safra is the loiva, and sometimes the loiva didn't pay up yet. So I'm holding on to the shtar until the loiva pays for the fees, for the cipher fees. That's why I'm holding on to it. So that's why it's not an avla. Now Tosfos points out, different maskal zimnim. He says, "Va'yidei oisa shehiya istalei shusa." Sometimes he leaves it there too long, even after he gets paid up, and therefore it's called an avla. But the man diyama shtar perua says that, but he says that if you're holding it for pshita safra, that's possible, it's not an avla. It's only an avla if you hold it extra. But if you hold it for Pshita Safra, Tosafot says not an Avla. The Ran argues, the Ran holds, that even to hold it for Pshita Safra is also to hold on to it. Now what's the reason? Because it's much more money. It says much more money than you owe for the Safra. So therefore you shouldn't hold on to it even for that. And that's what passing in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, we talk about passing in Shulchan Aruch, you should not hold on to the Shtar Perua, even in a case where he didn't pay up, that the fellow, the Loiva did not pay up his side. It says in Shulchan Aruch Siman and Zayin, also la hashois shtar perua b'sech beisoy, v'im enoi roitze la hachzir shtar perua roil in adoise. You put him to nidui. Ach yechzeren until he gives it back. V'ein loy la akiv hashtar b'shvil pshita safra. Do not hold on to the shtar because of that money. Don't hold on to that money. So I'll kapon him, and the Rosh gives the eitzah how it's possible what you could do is you could write him a shayv, write him a receipt, and then hold on to the shtar that you could do. If you write him a receipt, but you're not allowed to just hold on to the star just to save, just to hold on for that pshita de safra. Itmar we learned, sefer she'enem muga. Rashi says sefer means Torah neviim ksuvim, that's not muga, that has mistakes in it. The halacha is, you're not allowed to keep it around. Sefer she'enem muga, amrav ami, ad lamad yoyim mutter, until 30 days mutter, la shayisim, v'kam ve'elach also shayisim, shenem al tishkoin v'alecha avla. We assume tishkoin, la shemashkin, stam mashkin lamad yoyim. So 30 days, you're allowed to keep it. After 30 days, you cannot keep it around. A sefer she'enem muga. And the Rosh speaks out. The Rashi says, Torah neviim ksuvim. That's what the Rosh says. That we're talking about Torah neviim ksuvim. And the Rosh says that for us is even more than that. He says the Efs is a Pirish Kach Mishum Dei May Rav Ami Lo Hoylem Ksuvim Seif Svar Macherim Lo Lamaet Svar Mamatzuyin Lanu Ata Dem Nimtzat Hoyz Be Gemara Zok De Rosh Oy Be Seif Em Apoyskim Yav Lahata Also Les Amuta Liska Liska Zechayev Chayev Zakev Ein Avlo Gedol Mezu Zok De Rosh Any Seif In Ala Keep Around. The Shapsi Frankel wrote a tshuva to a question, a shaila to Shmuel Vosner, that now they found that the censors took out things from the Gemara. Hey, let's have the Gemaras around. We're fixing up the censors' additions because now our Gemaras are in a muga. There are mistakes in it. So he wrote him a tshuva, shaila. Put in the censors up. Put it in. They put it back in. Now it's a mistake. It's missing. The Rosh says it's in a muga. So, but obviously, answer that wasn't a problem. I don't know because they didn't do it. But like upon him, just to show you, ad kekach, this is a big shot. We keep a lot of people keep sifrei Torah that are not kosher. That's they put a gartel on the outside. Maybe that's enough because that shows that it's in a muga, so it won't make a mistake. Because the whole word is you shouldn't make a mistake and use it by mistake. That's why it helps putting the gartel of the sefer Torah outside to show that it's a possible sefer Torah. But to keep a possible sefer Torah without a gartel outside is an isser from the Gemara. It's an isser to keep a sefer Torah in a muga.
You find
a
mistake in the sefer Torah.
You're supposed to put a gartel around it. Yeah.
You had to go right over to the
shul
to fix it?
Right, or make a simon that everyone knows that it's in a muga. You can't just keep it around without a simon, yeah. You have 30 days exercise. Till 30 days, it's done called Avla. Amar Rav Nachman, Eidim she'amru amana hayu devarenu ein amanam. Moida hayu devarenu ein amanam. So Rav Nachman, Eidim that walk in and say that, you know, we signed on that, but it was amana. Or they say it was a moida. Moida means that the guy was being forced to sell this thing, sell this property. And we signed in it, but it's not really true. The halacha is ein neman. So Rav Nachman says, you're not neman, neither amana or moida. What's the case? Zok Taisvis, we're talking about ein ksav yodom yoytze mokum achar. Because if it was ksav yodom yoytze mokum achar, which means if there was a kiyim, it's poshut you're not neman. So we're talking about ein ksav yodom yoytze mokum achar. So the Taisvis asked, then what's going on here? Why shouldn't you be neman then to say moida? Bishloi ma amana, I understand why you're not neman, because you said it's an avla, say ein odom yoytze mokum achar rasha. But Frank Taisvis, why shouldn't you be named Maida? Is that Frank Taisvis? So Taisvis Masko Omar. And for Taisvis, the territory, the Hainu Taimer de Maida, Hoyl, and Moidim Shtar, Nichta, and Nimsa Kachosai, Shuvloi Osi Ape, Mara Lushtara. He says that Rav Nachman holds that once you agree that it's accurate and it's authentic, that I signed it, you cannot now Taina Maida because you're going Kenege the Shtar. The star is saying one thing, you're saying another thing, and you're not neman kenege the star, even by a migu. And it's not doim ta anusim katanim, the deer, if you are doing the kiyam star, you're neman, because there, in the same breath, you're saying, we signed it, but it's not a star. Here, by my dog, you're not saying it's not a star, you're saying it is a star, and you're saying it was forced. That already not neman to make a reis on the star. That's Rav Nachman Shita. Mar bar vashi amar, Amana hayu devarenu neimanim, why not? Because there he's making himself a rasha. Moida hayu devarenu neimanim, you are neimanim. My time, Mother Mara says, hi nitin lekasev, hi nitin lekasev. Moida, you let it write the star because he's being forced. It's being forced. You have to write the star because he's being forced to write it. Mashiach by Amana, you don't have to do it, and it's Avera, and therefore, there you're not neimanim. But here you are neimanim. So Mar Bar Vashi argues on the Sisoi, that Rav Nachman said that you can't be Oikar Shtar. He argues, he says that no, that's part of that one big Agodas Edis, that with the Kiyam Shtar, I'm saying no, it's the Maida, and you are Neman. The only reason you're not Neman by Amon is because Eno the Mason Matz Rosha. Baimene Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says you're not Neman Kenegat Shtar, right? You're not Neman. Not a mana or my dog, you're not Neman Kenegat Shtar. So what about if the Edim say this is our signatures, but there was a Tanai? Tanai hoyu devarenu, mau. And both Rashi and Tosfos learn that the Tanai still could be mekuyim. It's not precisely saying there was a Tanai and it's impossible to keep the Tanai anymore. Then that's the same thing like fighting the Shtar. We're talking about saying this. It is my signature. By the way, there's a Tanai that the only way this feels his if he goes to visit the Rebbe, whatever the case is. He wasn't mekuyim the Tanai yet. So boy bnei Rav Nachman, Tanai hoyu devarenu, mau. Moidava mana hayinu taima the ka'akril el shtara. By Moidava mana not neman because being oikir el shtar. The shtar says stam that there was a halva here, or there's a vechir here, and I'm saying it's not true. So that's going to connect the shtar. But hayinam gokal shtar. Here also, the Tanai is arguing the stam of the shtar. Oidilma Tanai Milsachriti. Or here it's not a argument of a star, it's a pirush of a star. The star is true, I agree to the star. I'm saying there's something missing here. There's that this only was allowed with a Tanai. Like Tosa speaks out, Pirush Dova Acharim Baim, Veloy La Kira Star, El Tosefes Ba'alma. That's Tosefes from a farsh may do some heich. That this is explaining the this, that's the shiloh. What?
Why would they
because it's a migu here. They're definitely mekayim the star. They're definitely mekayim the star. So they're saying, it's ours in the church, but I'm telling you the story. It's a tanai. I can ask you, migu believes Amon Amayda. So he said, Amon is in the Amayda because you're fighting the star. It's not called fighting the star. It's a pirish of the star. It didn't ride in the star, you're right. But it's not a steerer to the star. It's not being oikir the star. It's a pirish on the star. Or on the other hand, maybe it is oikir. That's more to saw them. More has your tzad. More says, v'han nami ka'akul star. Oidomo. Tanai milsa achriti. How do you look at it tonight? Is it milsa achriti or it's oikul star? How do you look at it? A Malay, so he answered, I'm not going to answer. Also, look at Amon Ladina. When someone comes to Shal to our Bezdin, I'm reading, we tell them, Zilu kaim v'tanaychu. Go m'kaim v'tanay v'chus Ladina. And come back. So you see clearly that he holds that a Tanai is called a milsa achriti and you are neman on that. So, Gemara Vaita, what happens? You have two Edim who come. And they're saying that this is my signature, but one says Tanai, one says no Tanai. Eid Oimer Tanai, one Eid said this, there was a Tanai, and one Eid said there was no Tanai. What's the halacha? Omra Papa, Tavayu Bishtar Ma'ayukum Asadi. They're both saying that this star is authentic, it's my signature. Bahai Dukama Tanai, only one thing Tanai, Hav Lechad, Ein Dvar Shal Echa Makum Shtayim. He's tining that's one Makum two, because they're both saying it's authentic, so Star is screaming out, this is the fact. One fellow is saying there's a Tanai. That's a steer can I get two, and therefore he's not Nema. That's what Mara says. Why Eid Sheka? Well, they're both saying the signature is authentic. So one saying this time, so one guy says one is lying. The one guy is right. It's not the same thing. Yeah, they're saying it's their signature, they're saying it's time. Maybe they remember they're forgetting. One says it's time. The argument is that Tanai. It's not a riot, they're lying. So that's what he says. Tavaru v'shtar ma'alikum ha'asadi v'adikum ha'tanai av'lichav in dvar shalom ha'kushnayim. Mask v'lor hu'n Rebbe Yeshua, I don't understand. Hayachi afilu tavayu nami. If that's true, that we separate the kim from the tanai, so then even when two people come also and say there's a tanai, we should separate it. We say two people are saying it's kim staris. Okay, boom, certified. Now all you want to say tanai, it's a stira to the star. Elamai, what do you say? Ella Amrinu, hi, Lam Ekas Rasayakasi. Elamai, what are you saying? That part and parcel of my Aidas, my Chasima, is saying, Toychne Dibur, by the way, I was a Tanai. So you don't separate it, because see, when two people come, we believe them, right? So it's one Aidas. If that's the case, so this guy also, the Eidach also. Vahai Nami, Lam Ekas Rasayakasi, this one Aid is saying, I'm only Aid with a Tanai. And therefore, Lechaira, it's not a good Kim. It's not a good kiyum because it's saying that as a tanai. It's saying a tanai. So here also, when he says tanai, so he's oiker his chasima only with a tanai, only a manas kain. And since it's a milsa achriti, he's not being go connected to shtar. And lechayra, it turns out that the shtar without a tanai only has one aid achot, only has one aid. Until you have a shtar, you only have one aid on the shtar. So how do you know the zayakasi? And the hilchos according to Rav Yeshua, you pass according to Rav Yeshua that if two edim come, one says it's my signature, but it's not. The other one says it's my signature. The halacha is you cannot collect it without kiyum tanai. Why don't you say you have kiyum staris without the tanai? Terence says no, you don't say that. You see, when there's two edim saying that it's tanai is a milsa achriti, and you are believed for it. That's part of that godless edus of saying that this is your signature, and therefore avada you are neman. That only the way it's my signature is only if. The kiyum tanai, the mekayim tanai. Tana Rabbanu, shnayim chasumim al shtar. Two people signing on a shtar, umesu, they both died. We know they're dead. Both edim, there's two edim, they're dead. We're not sure if it's their signature, but those people who signed it are dead. They're not around anymore. Ubo shnayim menashuk, v'amru yadanu ksav yadamu. Two edim comes to the that is their ksav yadam. I know that's a ksav yadam. But I'm telling you, avalanusim hayu, ketanim hayu, psuledis hayu. That is the ksav, but I'm telling you, they were forced, or they were ketanim, or they were psulim. Harei elu nemanim. These edim are neman. It's like basically a pesha also. When yes, edim shav yadim uzeh, or yishak shav yadim uzeh, but if there's other edim about the ksav yad, or there's a different star, a certified star with their signatures, Mishtar Shakarlov Irv Oksu Bezdin from a star that there was an Irv on it and there were Machsik Bezdin. He wrote a hempik that those signatures are the stars. So we have a certified star in Bezdin that was once an Irv on that star and they certified it and Hooksu Bezdin. Ain't Ilan Amonim, not Nemon. They're not Nemon. They're not Nemon. Why not? Because two of them are connected to the star. And you don't need their words because we have a key from other places. So they lost their migu and therefore not Nemon. So Mara has a kasho, magbinabek star ma'ayu, you collect with the star. But my tray or tray nirum. At the end of the day, it's tray or tray. There's two edim saying that in the edim star like that's talking. They're saying there was a havah. And there's two edim saying no, they were ketanim. So chayra, it's a tray or tray. Amar Vashi zoyse meres hakasho tchilas hazamahi b'kashem sheim amazim as edim ofneim kachem amazim as edim ofneim. So Metz Hashem, we will continue on tomorrow's shir. We'll go back to this Gemara and continue the sugya of Trey, which we'll get into on Daf Chavam Aleph, the sugya of Trey.